Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. What in the world is happening in the world of plastic surgery in the Silver State? Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
We're going to be talking with Dr. Lane Smith, certified plastic surgeon, to find out about these bizarre cases.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bob Kroll and Mike Hillaby. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Lane Smith. He's a four-board certified plastic surgeon. Pleased to have you on the program, sir. And the reason we're having you on the program is that recently a person was arrested in Miami for injecting Fix-A-Flat and mineral oil into a woman's buttocks. The injection site had been sealed with crazy glue. How is this stuff going on?
Yeah, it's surprising to me, too. It's going on here in Las Vegas, too, and it's very prominent, actually, in Las Vegas area.
What can be done about this?
Well, several things. I think that the police and the law enforcement agency are a little separate from the medical boards, and I think if there was a little better combination of those two entities, they might be able to be a little more effective. Some of the organizations that are in charge of policing this sort of thing, it's sort of a gray area. For instance, if you contact the medical board and complain about it, they say, well, we only watch over, physicians. This isn't a physician, so it's not in our jurisdiction, which is interesting. Even though this person may be practicing medicine, there'll be a confusion as to who's in charge of watching over that. And that's a little bit of a gray area that needs to be kind of cleared up.
Is that something that the legislature should be looking at?
Yeah, I do think that they could help define the roles of the various entities slightly, make them slightly more clear, and make it more easy to understand who's in charge of what. I think it tends to fall in a gray area, because what they say is, well, it's not a doctor, and it's not, but it's It's involving medicine or a type of medicine, you know, an attempt to practice medicine. So it is a little bit of a gray area, and I think that makes it more difficult for the law enforcement agencies to really find out whose job it is and really go after these problems. Not that they're not doing it, they are doing it, and I think that both the medical board and the law enforcement agencies here in Nevada and Las Vegas are doing a good job. It's just a difficult job to do, and a little help from the legislature might be useful. Another thing that would be good is if these, it's very difficult to get these people to come forward. I mean, right now in Las Vegas, who's doing the buttock injections are the strippers. A lot of the strippers are getting this done in hotel rooms. That's how I found out about it. I got called by a patient, not a patient of mine, but someone who knew a patient of mine, because she'd had these injections. She'd gotten in an auto accident. In the auto accidents, they did an MRI scan, and they found this, you know, funny material working its way towards her spine. And indeed, she'd been injected twice by someone who flies in from Miami, and probably with free silicone, fix-a-flat-like stuff. And those particles slowly get pushed out, or in any direction. They get pushed in or pushed out. They don't stay where they are. The body doesn't like them, so it rejects them. It takes a long time, but slowly it moves. So she called me in a panic, and then told me the story about how this lady flies down from Miami and injects people every month, and she's injected at least 40 girls, is what she told me.
Well, now, doctor, how does the process actually work? I assume you notified law enforcement when you became aware of this, but how does this underground network and connecting with showgirls and this person that flies in, how did they do this undercover, under the wraps, so to speak?
Well, usually it's the Hispanic population that does it the most, for whatever reason. That population, especially the ones that speak a lot of Spanish, you know, that are mostly Spanish speaking, that population is a little more close knit, and you know, things travel in that population by word of mouth. There's a high demand for cosmetic surgery in that population, but you know, they want to do it for a lesser price. As it turns out, actually, this lady from Miami charges almost the same amount that any plastic surgeon does to do actual surgery. But it tends to travel in that community by word of mouth. And usually what happens is, you know, as this patient told me, you know, they'll say to one person, I'll inject your buttocks if you'll bring me three more patients. And it kind of goes like that. And so word of mouth gets out in that manner. The things that they inject actually temporarily seem to work very well. I mean, even better than some of the things we do. I mean, they can instantly make the buttocks bigger, rounder, even larger than I can probably make them using surgery. But the problem with the things that they inject, and usually it is a type of non-medical grade silicone, which is illegal and for good reason, is very slowly. Sometimes it can take years. It can take 2, 3, 4, 5 years for the body to force this out, but the body will eventually force it out. So the person they inject it into looks good for a little while. She shows all her friends, you know, and said, well, I had this done, and look at how good I look. And all her friends come in, and what happens is they don't understand that in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, 10 years, they're going to have very, very serious problems. And by the time that happens, you know, this person who's been injecting them just disappears.
All right, Dr. Smith, let's take a break. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll continue this conversation, which has very serious overtones. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
How will new energy technology make our lives better? Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Lane Smith. He's a certified plastic surgeon.
Dr. Smith, what do you think law enforcement should be doing to try to find these folks and follow this network that obviously exists?
Well, you know, I don't know how to tell them to do their job, quite honestly. I think they're trying hard. What probably needs to happen more is that, you know, some of the people who've had problems with this need to come forward and talk to the law enforcement agency. And one of the things they say to me is, well, you know, we can't do anything unless you give us a specific name or a specific person or a specific complaint. And so I'm not sure what to do. I honestly don't know what to do about it.
Well, one of the things it seems to me is that there are certain, you know, if this is a problem within the stripper community in Las Vegas, and the folks in Northern Nevada might not realize this is a huge industry in Southern Nevada, maybe, you know, an outreach towards those communities, towards those businesses, and to inform the people that come in as contractors and work for them. Because, I mean, this is a serious, it sounds amusing when you first start talking about it, but there have been 5 deaths due to backroom buttock injections in the recent past, and now this. It is a serious issue.
It's a really serious issue, and even though we haven't seen it, you know, like I said, given 2, 3, 4, 5 years, these girls are going to start to have very serious problems. They're going to pop up all over the place. I do try to educate my patients, many of which are strippers, about this. And I tell them outright, you know, this is dangerous. Your friends are doing this. Don't do this. Don't get tricked into doing this. Don't get talked into doing this. It may look good temporarily, but don't do it. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't.
So public education program you think might be needed?
Well, that's a good idea, yeah. I think that would be a very good idea. Very good idea. Shows like this, you know, thank you for having me and letting me talk about it. This gets out the word, too, and it helps protect people.
You know, probably about 20 years ago, we started to see a lot of plastic surgery coming out of Brazil, and it worked its way into the United States. Do we have an epidemic of plastic surgery at this time? Is it appropriate? And as we have an aging population, does it become even more appropriate?
Well, you know, it depends on the patient. It depends on the goals. There are definitely people addicted to plastic surgery, but there are also people. I have a letter recently I just received from a patient, and it was just an incredible letter. You know, how she wrote to me how she felt like she had a mutation because one breast had not developed, one had developed very large. How she couldn't wear clothes, how she couldn't wear a swimsuit, how she was embarrassed to go shopping, how she didn't like to exercise in case her little, you know, falsie fell out. And I mean, it was a huge difference, and we were able to correct that. And you know, this is a long letter, just telling me how much better she feels about herself. So, in the right way, plastic surgery can be extremely beneficial. And in the wrong way, just like everything, you know, can be extremely detrimental. I don't know that there's an epidemic of that in this country. I think there's an epidemic of people trying to do it who aren't trained. I do think that is, there is an epidemic of that.
How many doctors or not doctors do you think are involved in this type of practice?
You know, I don't know. I can't give you a number, but I can tell you that it's a much larger number than you think. I hear about it a lot. And, you know, we have these people that were flying here from Colombia. We have this lady that flies from Miami. We have the deaths that were mentioned. There was another death, someone doing silicone injections directly into the penis, and a young man died about a month ago. I think it is more prominent than even I know. Then there are physicians who try to do plastic surgery who are not trained in plastic surgery, and there are nurses who do that. So it's a large number of people trying to do it. There's a high demand. It seems to be a way to make a lot of money, so it attracts people to do it. And it is a big problem. It is a big problem.
Well, Dr. Lane, we really thank you very much for taking all the time to come and talk to us today. It's obviously something that needs a lot more attention, and hopefully this program will help to air that discussion. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
What? I'm gonna be late. I can't be late.
Grandma, you gotta help me out. My window's broken.
I'll be right there. No one's faster than us. We're all set. Done in no time at all.
Wow, you guys are good.
We guarantee the lowest prices in town, only at Glassboro.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you. Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender rug washing plant for unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs. Call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender for something less. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Mike Hillaby is here, partner with Hillaby & Associates, and Bob Kroll is the mayor of Carson City. Pleasure to have you both here. Just to follow up on Dr. Smith's appearance on the program, your thoughts on this topic?
It is very scary. I need to tell you and disclose, we represent both the State Board of Pharmacy and the State Board of Nursing, both of whom have been very involved in this, because the Pharmacy Board obviously is one key player in this. If we find out that you're using drugs that need a prescription and don't have it, in one recent case in one of these facilities, all of the boards went in, including the Board of Medical Examiners, found that every single one of the drugs that was there had been imported illegally into the United States. Not one of them was licensed for sale in the U.S. and had gone through the normal FDA channels. As it turns out, luckily, all of that was from other countries, was in fact genuine, was not counterfeit medication, so it was good quality, but this heightens the problem, and people just aren't aware of what has gone on. So I'm glad you brought this issue up. We are going to have to talk about what can reasonably be done at the legislature, what things you can't. We were just talking about it off air. And the reason a lot of this is so hard, how many of these patients are going to come forward and say, yeah, I willingly thought it was a good idea to go get surgery in somebody's home? They know what they're doing, and they're trying to get a cheap way out. So these are hard to bring victims forward, sometimes hard to find these sort of underground rings.
You know, the adult film industry in Southern California has done an incredible job of policing themselves and shutting down the industry whenever there's any threat of any sexual disease. I think that there's an incumbency on the industries in Southern Nevada especially, but Northern Nevada as well. There are plenty of strip clubs in the north as well, or gentlemen's clubs, however you want to describe them. They need to circulate the word to the people who come in as contract employees.
Well, I think the fundamental issue was raised by Marlene about education of people of the dangers of doing this on your own or going into a motel room or wherever and having it done by somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. And I think that really is an education problem, and there may be something that the industry can do to foster or to promote better awareness. And second, I think that, you know, the doctor mentioned and Mike Hillerby mentioned that, you know, there's a kind of a gray area in terms of enforcement, and I think we need to find out what that gray area is and kind of nail that down so that the enforcement tools can be used a little better.
Okay, we're taping this on the morning of the 11th of January, which means we're the morning after New Hampshire. Another victory for Mitt Romney. 39%, it's climbing.
It is, and it looks like, he's on a positive trail to be the nominee for the Republican Party.
South Carolina, though? That's the big question.
Well, it'll see how effective Newt Gingrich is with his super PAC, funded, might add, by Nevada's Sheldon Adelson, and how much he tries to destroy Romney in South Carolina. Pretty interesting internal politics.
I mean, South Carolina is always so ugly and so racist. You look at what happened to McCain last time. Just the ugliest kind of politics that goes on there. But Gingrich has shown himself to be so angry at the beating he took in Iowa. If he's not careful, he's going to have to file in-kind contributions to the Obama campaign. He's going to destroy every nominee and hand the re-election to the president.
Well, and isn't that one of the interesting things about this race? And Rob Walker in the New York Times wrote an article about this over the weekend, is that this really has turned into the best reality show on the planet, that it's got everybody's attention, and at this point, the Republicans are battling each other, and all they're doing is helping the Democrats.
Well, I guess you can get to that. You can get to that conclusion. I think what's happening, you know, in a sense, is that there's not a monolith on either side of the political spectrum, and I think what you're seeing is the pieces of each party coming to the forefront as we go through these states, and I think that's something we have to discuss, and frankly, in a sense, in a democratic society, I think that's helpful to discuss.
Well, it's also interesting that, you know, in all the elections over the recent years, it's been the independents that make the difference, and where is the appeal to the independents within the Republican Party? Your thoughts on that and the surprising strength of Ron Paul?
Well, I think the less discussed issue is the Ron Paul following and his loyalty from the independents. And I think folks ought to take a real hard look at how many people he continues to draw to his camp.
The problem with that is it can be overblown, and the problem with Iowa, New Hampshire, and all of these is the relatively small number of people voting, and we put them under this microscope.
Yeah.
And try to make that sound as though that's indicative of the rest of the country. Ron Paul clearly has a very vocal, very devoted group of supporters who are in this one little camp, and I'm still trying to figure out, what does he do with that? He's clearly not going to be the nominee, so what does he want, what do they want, and where are they going to go? Are they going to stay with the party and eventually throw their support behind the nominee? Do they leave? Does he try to run some sort of an independent race when it becomes clear that he can't get the nominee? What does he want to do with this?
He's laying the groundwork for his son to follow. He's putting together a message, increasing the following, and his son is in the Senate, and I think he knows he will never be president, but there might be a different time for his son.
I don't know. I've been impressed with you watch the number of young voters who are on Ron Paul's campaign, you know, and I think, you know, that's a very interesting dynamic. And, you know, what struck me was, you know, a lot of times we talk about the politics of things. Well, you know, when I heard Paul last night talking, he was talking about the Federal Reserve monetary policy, mm-hmm. and things of that nature, which are pretty deep topics and pretty complex. And, you know, that for him to be able to get that message out and have people follow him is something else.
Well, it's interesting that he's accused of being dangerous in terms of his foreign policy, but at the same time, the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs is talking about the massive cuts we're going to have in military spending that go right along with Ron Paul's thinking.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah, to a point. I mean, he's going to bring every troop home from everywhere, and the Federal Reserve, it's a deep subject. He just doesn't go very deep into it.
Yeah. But you know what? I will tell you this, that we were fortunate 4 years ago to do 4 different interviews with Ron Paul on this mm-hmm. program, and people can go back on the website and search for those and see them. Once you start talking to him in any kind of depth, he makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. He makes a lot more sense than people give him credit for. Yeah, it sounds crazy to say, yeah, get rid of all these departments, but he's saying, do it. It might take one presidency, it might take 2 terms, it might take 2 presidencies, but if you don't start, you never get there. And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Double Down Days are back at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Bring your down payment to Internet, and we will double it up to $4,000. What's that mean? Let's break it down. Got $1,000? Now it's $2,000. Got $2,000? Now it's $4,000. Got $4,000? Now it's $8,000. No down payment? How about a trade? We'll double your trade value up to $4,000. It's Double Down Days, and it's only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
The Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's factory authorized clearance. Save big on unequaled Lazy Boy comfort and quality with prices marked down on chairs, sofas, and sectionals. Save up to 50% on floor samples, closeouts, one-of-a-kinds, and more. Special financing available. Savings direct from our Lazy Boy factory to you. But get here soon. When they're gone, they're gone. Save up to 50% during the factory authorized clearance. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Are you unhappy with the way you look? Do you wish you could fit into your old clothes or the latest fashions? Introducing Crave Aid. Crave Aid is simple and easy to use. Simply remove your Crave Aid from the handy carrying case. Gently clip the Crave Aid to the tragus of your ear for just a few minutes before meals or craving. It's just that easy. Crave Aid uses the ancient Chinese principles of acupressure that stimulates the acu-hunger point on the tragus of the ear, which studies have been shown can aid in curbing your appetite. If you are truly motivated to start losing weight, the Crave Aid might just be what you've been looking for. The Crave Aid's lightweight and elegantly designed so it can go anywhere you go. To order Crave Aid, have your credit card ready and call 1-800-503-3080. That's 1-800-503-3080. Or send check or money order to Crave Aid, P.O. Box 7726, Van Nuys, California, 91409. To order Crave Aid and get a second Crave Aid free. Just pay additional shipping and handling. 30-day money-back guarantee.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
And coming up tomorrow, the gourmet food truck controversy.
With Nancy Horn and Steve Schroeder. We'll see you on the next broadcast.